Yes, so 1986, 1987 draws the mind's attention to a person's situation. In those times, personally, mine was leading into homelessness. Like I say, I just said there, was under the daily excursion in Newcastle itself, down the hill and back, just before I became the homeless type. What memories have I got from those times? Quite a lot. I haven't touched on them in one little bit. Yes, those are, that I've been avoiding those. Not because I don't talk about them, but what is the reason? Anyway, nothing to ruin anything. Yeah, that's come straight to a black. I've seen this in me mind's eye, right? Mentioned 86, 87, and there was a lot happening in my life during those days. Homelessness struck immediately from Benwell. But my mind is instantly struck a blank. I mean, listening, I was full of it. Thought, well, I could go into some interesting stuff here. If I was to ramble on, perhaps that would happen. I can't pinpoint a good starting point for the story. I mean, I could bring up odds and ends, living here for this reason, that reason, doing this for this reason, that reason. But hey, the view I had prior to starting, it's nothing to what's actually happened, which is nothing, I'm sure. Ooh, barely hit on a sentence past what I've already proclaimed. And there's nothing standing out now that I feel I should mention. To start with, I did enjoy the walk into Newcastle. Not so much the walk back, it was all uphill. Which is part and parcel of the reason why I wouldn't have stayed that long in the Benwell house. There's things I don't want to mention, not for the reason there's anything sinister about it. Just I don't think it sounds the sort of stuff I want to record at the moment. It's all good tale, eh? Lots of good tale, but not the story type I want for the for these present times we've conducted, which of course, as you know by now, well, after the mid-80s, I'd been to France just before, south of France. And what was described as a bathtub challenge. One of the Stranglers, the bass player for the Stranglers. The Dreamtime album was out. Nice was the affair. I was up in disgruntlement over my photograph. My face was blacked out to the photograph in the magazine, Stranglers magazine. I couldn't wait to get my hands on it, to see myself on the photograph. I knew because it would be in the magazine, the fanzine, yes. And when I got it, my face was blacked out. So I was in complete disgruntlement. No, just picking at a starting point. It could be now. We might evolve into some sort of sketch. Me and Peter, after we came back After I'd came back, I went with a girl, not with him, which was very strange. It was his initial motive that took the tour in all of Europe to see the Stranglers. It was really in flamboyant gestures and mind-boggling states of travelling about to see the Stranglers. At first, I didn't feel right about it, and by the time after the Oral Sculpture album and the Dreamtime episode, lo and behold, it was I that was going off to see them. When he began the wild session over it in the early days, 1983. When we took off to start our own band, the Romans. What a story that is. Maintained me for times we're on about these present times. Of course, way in advance of the mid-80s where we're intending to talk about. The band that we started in 82, La Folie, because we were in Bedsitland by the time Feline came out. I remember my proclaiming to Peter, whoa, that's the sort of music I had intended to do. Because I was talking about at the time with F, E major and A minor set up for a song. And lo and behold, something, listen, the album struck us that way where I just out the blue shrieked to Peter, whoa, that's the sort of music I was wanting to do. Well, it must have been European Female, because that's an F, E major, A minor sort of setup, isn't it? So it must have struck a chord there with us. That song on, I like the album Feline, it was an excellent time of our affair, we're putting the band together and what our life had become and was all about. It was something I was intending to put into Vogue. It's one of our webisode stories, which probably I will sometime. But that carried us through in the mid-80s, largely. Pete was, by then, he looked like he said to his one, didn't actually say it, but he sat in front of us and that man was his girlfriend. The top Hampstead Road in Benmore. I mean, look at the way I'm dressed. You stand with these jeans on, with this torn knee part. You know, the type of jeans everybody had, the torn knees out. Well, he had his on, these riding boot type affair, cowboy boots set up. And look at the way I'm dressed. He's almost in tears, he's always crying, for some reason. Which is weird, But he didn't actually say, look at the way I'm dressed, but I got that message sometime. We stand at the top of the street with his girlfriend and Fiona, and I got that message sometime. He said, how am I, look at the way I'm dressed, God knows what it means, I've thought about it, but anyway, that was the mid-80s, and what we'd struck up during the early 80s largely carried me through right the way to here, to be honest. Right the way through my life from when we started. And we'd went to the Stranglers that came back for a second appearance in Newcastle. Where was the first one? Oh, City Hall. That's right, I went to City Hall. Well, I went in there and Claire was there, Peter was there with some Tyne Mouth lads. Who was that? He was there with Edda Swing, wasn't he? That was the 10 album. I'm thinking these were the Tyne Mouth lads. That was when the 10 album came out because Susan was back home. I was living with Susan by then in Cruthers Park. She was left by herself. We hadn't been together 5 minutes when I thought, really, I'm not taking you. And I've often looked back and thought, God, what was I thinking? I should have taken her. But anyway, when I got there, that was the ten tour. Not the feline, the Dreamtime tour, but they came back for a second appearance in Newcastle after the City Hall, yeah. Which I'd got mixed up with the ten there, with the Tynemouth bunch. Louis was with Eddie, I think, during the Dreamtime, not for the second turn up, right, because the second time was by myself, and I came back home after the gig, eventually got in, which I asked, JJ was going to get signed in, I was seeing JJ around the back, I said, well, do you remember me from Nice, like? So, whatever he said, I can't remember what he said now. He said, go around, I'll get you signed on the guest list, you know? So anyway, we went round there and ended up feeling stupid at the door, trying to explain to the bouncer that we're being put on the guest list, and it didn't make any difference, and it didn't seem to matter. And anyway, we got in, anyway, we must have paid Wayne and Wayne. But we got split up inside, like somehow we didn't know amongst the audience, because I was standing on top of some speaker and dancing like a blimmin' raving lunatic on top of some speaker cabinet halfway back at the room. By the time we ended the gig, I was on the way out when it happened. And anyway, we got split up, and I thought he must be away home by himself, wherever, back from where he came, Whitley Bay, or wherever he turned up from, because we didn't go together, we just met each other there, sort of thing, bumped into each other, you know. And went around in the back, waiting for Bart to come. I think JJ might get win, you know. But when I got to Benmore, I went back to Benmore, right all the way up the hill. And when I got in, he was in the house, Peter was in the house, eating a bacon sandwich. In the kitchen. I said, well, hey, I said, how did you get in, like? He said, the back door was open. So, yeah, we're good friends, me and him, we're very good friends, I think. You know, we'll start the band together and all that. How that happens is another tale itself. Perhaps we'll stop this year, because that in itself is a good story. We'll see what happens anyway.